This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the battle of false reality versus reality. Alex Jones here. It's the 28 live hours of transmission. We just went through an hour. And they kept telling me the whole time, hey, you know what's really going to raise money for the money bomb is some of the biggest sales you've ever offered in the history of InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we have a very popular guest who hadn't been on for about 8 months. He's been writing another best-selling book, James Wesley Rawls. We'll be with us for an hour and a half, interspersed with news on the designed worldwide collapse that's being engineered. And I love some of our critics. They'll say, well, if you think a collapse is imminent, what are you doing trying to run your operation? That's why we're doing a money bomb. If the collapse really is as bad as some think it may be, I hope it isn't. I'm very clear about what I've said. Straw men say different things. That is an Alex Jones. It's like, must have been 10 different publications I saw yesterday without even looking. You know, Alex Jones discredited. He said there would be martial law by September 15th and they would be taking all the guns in Texas. They don't show where I said it. And then they lie and say that Rick Perry said it. Rick Perry criticized me. They show a bunch of other Republicans that never even said any of that stuff. It's lying, but I don't care. Go ahead and lie all you want. You've got people dumb enough to be your constituent readers that I just feel sorry for. But it's the fact that even if Jade Helm was something nefarious, exposing it and speaking out against it made them back off of it. But I never said I thought that's what it was. I said it was the engineered buildup to condition us for occupation in this country. And now you see all these top financial experts and others saying it could be a total collapse. The bubble can't go on forever, but if you deflate it, it's going to implode. We're in big trouble if we do end the bubble. We're in big trouble if we don't. And I'm just up here saying, wow, we're sitting on top 2.2 quadrillion in fake derivatives, counterfeit garbage that every major government signed on to. I don't know when this volcano is going to go off, but smoke and lava is already coming out of it. And half the world's already in turmoil and flames right now. In fact, more than half the world. So I really think the collapse has already begun, and I want to try to stop it. But they've got publications out today saying we're fear-mongers, and you know, we said that there's going to be a total collapse now. I don't think it's a total collapse. It's the beginning of the new dark age, the new austerity that the New World Order is engineering to bring in their total power. And that's what it comes down to. So you bet, now's the time to expand the audience bigger than ever, because now's the time for the message. Now's the time for the responsibility. Now's the time to pray. Because I never get scared when I'm awake during the day. I always start crying when I think about this because I don't want to leave my kids alone now more than ever. My children need me now more than ever. I'm pretty much one of the only people there for them. And I know in my heart that as all this unfolds, this show is going to get bigger and more popular to a dangerous level because we know what's going on. And I've been told by top globalists that I'll be just fine until all this comes true, and then that's when I better stop. And the criticism is, what do you want money for if you're ready to stop? Oh, I'm not going to stop during the collapse. I'm going to go to the next level and put everything on the table and be all in. That's what you do when the enemy comes in like a flood. And this is the end of the West, the end of humanity as we know it. This is a total satanic takeover. Don't you understand? It's real. It's not a game. They've captured our churches. They run everything, basically. They're putting drugs in the water, people. And I'm not trying to scare you. This is the truth. And yes, we need to raise a bunch of money. Infowars.com/moneybomb. Because we don't need to just have this much money to run things. We need to have wealth as backup, extra fuel in the back of the tank to get to our mission, attack the enemy, and defeat them. You cannot support anybody better with more bang for your buck than donating to the InfoWars 2015 Money Bomb. You just can't do it.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That liner you just heard was updated about 5 years ago, but it's the same liner I wrote 20 years ago for my local radio show. And then it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, because the program director was kind of a libertarian patriot, but he still made some jokes about how extreme my show was. And he said, you ought to have an intro where deep behind enemy lines from your bunker, you know, kind of the cliche of you conspiracy guys, and it'll kind of put people in that mindset. And I said, well, you know, we really are under the Federal Reserve. We really are under FEMA Region 6 here in Texas. And he was an old veteran guy, and he goes, I know you're right, I know we're under it, but the point is the people don't know that, and they kind of want to laugh at you. So I think if you want a bigger audience, you ought to go along with it. And I said, okay, I'll do the liner you want. So see how that liner was written by somebody else 20 years ago as a joke. But 5 years ago when we had it updated, the original guy that did the voiceovers died by someone's similar voice, wasn't a joke anymore, was it? I live in captured FEMA Region 6. They haven't captured all our mines yet. They haven't captured all our power plants yet. They haven't taken all our farms yet. But they're doing it now. They're announcing it. Our kids belong to them. Our fire stoves,
Wood stoves belong to them. They're now announcing no more single-parent families, homes to be built in major cities across America. And people are tuning in and going, wow, you made a film 15 years ago, another one 8 years ago saying that. How'd you know? Well, it's in Agenda 21, the worldwide treaty. Just like taking half the roads off limits and making them for driverless cars is in the treaty. And now L.A. just announced it. They also just announced that they are officially the capital of the Southern, Central, and North America, the capital of Latin America. That's the globalist balkanization. I saw that 18, 19 years ago in globalist publications. And what they put in globalist publications like Club of Rome, CFR, they do. Now, they're a few years behind in their program, but now they're accelerating it. And that's why we haven't done a fundraiser in 3 years. It's because I've really tried with products and sponsors to pay for everything. But because it looks like the implosion is getting worse, because the economy is going down, because even though our audience has roughly doubled the last year, it's never grown that fast. I can look into the future, and it'll be hard for me to pay for the satellite, the closed captioning, and the crew we have if we don't raise $1 million for the next year on top of the $10 million+ I have to raise to run this. And if you don't know about media, that's cheap, folks. A small town, you know, newspaper for 100,000 people costs $10 million to run or more. It just the licensing, the servers, the everything. And we do it cheap in Texas. I've been told by top consultants what we run would cost $50 million in New York. Not $10 million. Not $15 million. What we run would cost probably more in L.A. because of the unions. We reach, and I'm going to go over these numbers, and we're going to be putting a video out in the next few days showing this from all the big demographic sites. 150 million domestic, 150 domestic AM and FM affiliates plus 40 million web page views a month. It's just one website, Infowars.com. Half a billion views plus a year just on YouTube. Video streams that come from Infowars.com, 5 million a month just from our original streams. Audio streams, 200,000 users a day. Podcast, 1 million hits a day. That's conservative. 1 million people a day get our podcast. Subscribe to it. Social media, 1.6 billion reach per month is who we touch, who sees our links, who sees our stories. Conservatively, it's over a billion that read it or watch it. Now, that's not counting thousands of other major platforms. And I'm not bragging here, but the enemy's going to attack us and laugh at us because they know how big and dangerous we are. I don't like this position. It's not fun to be one of the big ships in the battle up front being shot at. But I want you to know we're in this fight. You're in this fight with us. We've been able to do so much of this because of you supporting Infowars.com, because of you spreading the word. So we're trying to raise $1 million today, and that counts purchases at Infowarsstore.com. We're going to take whatever the profit is. We have it calculated out for each product, and we're going to put that profit towards, because you buy one of our mini cook stoves, we're making like 25% on that. Or if you buy one of the water filters, you know, we're making like 25% on that because it's already so discounted. So we have some of the biggest specials across the board. We have free shipping for 28 hours across InfoWarsStore.com and all platforms. Free shipping, 20% off Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, one of the big missing links in people's bodies. 20% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off Brain Force, 15% off Deep Cleanse, 15% off Secret 12, 15% off Oxy Powder. And we're going to have other specials that are only for 1 hour throughout the day on some of the other products. We have super high quality storable food from My Patriot Supply, the newest quality food, private labeled, the exact same food as them. It's the only way contractually they can do what I'm about to tell you, and they've been honest about it. It's only for 2 weeks. That means about a week left. We have 20% lower than the lowest they've ever gone, and they are the lowest in the industry. It's how in 6 years they've gone to be one of the top three from nowhere. We have the lowest price on storable food, the best package, you name it, the highest quality, longest lasting, the lowest price ever, and it's private labeled. We're going to continue with the private labeling after the special ends. It'll still match whatever they have. You can buy their stuff right there on my site as well. But We are aggressive capitalists. This is how we're doing it. That's available. And whatever profit we have, that'll go towards the money bomb gold today as well. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find all the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is where you find all the products under one roof, under one canopy. But this is your chance. People, they thank the broadcast. They thank our other hosts. They thank our guests. This is an undoubted one of the biggest, most successful platforms in history against tyranny. Because we're willing to do it. I don't like that position. I don't like saying that. It's very dangerous. And I've been told, hey, you've gone far enough. You just need to do the right thing now and need to idle off. You need to back off. You need to play ball. I'm not playing ball with anybody. I never have, because I can see my soul forfeit the minute I do. And that's not hocus pocus. That's not me even being religious. It's just in my gut. I can't be part of not fighting this tyranny and not speaking out against it. I don't see that as heroic. I see it as my mission. But we're entering a very dangerous phase right now. People need to get ready. They need to offensively speak out. They also need to defensively get ready, because you are the people that need to be prepared in case this really goes south. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. You can call and purchase over the phone. You can call and donate over the phone, 888-253-3139. 313 now. We'll be broadcasting for 28 hours. We're already 1 hour and 16 minutes in, so for the next 26 hours plus, we're going to be here live. Joining us until about 40 after next hour, so for about an hour and a half, is a highly sought-after guest, probably the top survivalist in the world, James Wesley Rawls. Survivalblog.com was in Army intelligence, worked in high-level secret operations. I was down south working on a story and had a guy who used to be over Rawls in the Ronald Reagan administration who said for me to say hi to Rawls off air. Like, this card was in here, guys. Where'd you take it? But he was saying hi. He works at, I'm not going to say where he works. He told me I could, but I'm not even going to. But James Wesley Rawls has been an enthusiastic survivalist since his teenage years. He's now a survivalist author and lecturer and editor of survivalblog.com. He has a bachelor's of arts degree from San Jose State University with a minor degree in military science, history, and military history. A former U.S. Army intelligence officer who helped and held a top secret security clearance with special background investigation and access to sensitive compartmentalized information. He was awarded Officer Specialty 35A, Tactical All Sorts Intelligence Officer, and the Additional Skill Identifier 5M Electronic Warfare Officer. He achieved the rank of Captain, attended the Army NBC Defense Officers Course, as well as the Northern Warfare School at Fort Greeley, Alaska. His most recent books are Tools for Survival, Nonfiction, and, of course, Land of Promise, Counter Caliphate Chronicle series book that's coming out in just about a month and a half. And I remember he was on with us about 8-9 months ago and talked about the plan to flood the West and other serious issues. I'm going to go ahead today and just keep skipping breaks here, because this is an important broadcast, and I don't want to cut his time short with a break coming up here in a moment, survivalblog.com. But I know, James, 10 years ago you let your face be seen in public. Now you don't even come on with people via Skype. You don't even want your photo out there because you know how imminent this is. We've been trying, as you know, in an offensive, defensive posture both, to stop the takeover. We've been holding it back, slowing it down. The elite have now gone ahead and dropped the hammer regardless. So it's a paradox. People now know world government's real. The Pope's calling for it. Europe's being destroyed. Free speech is being banned. They're announcing our children don't belong to us. Every form of evil is now out in the open. We know they're selling babies, killing them, keeping them alive, and harvesting them. We now know everything the Patriots warned us of is true. So we've now reached that paradox moment where the enemies emerge, which means they're going into full takeover mode, is what I believe. I want to get the time frame to you, what you think the battle space is, how well are people that love life doing, or just people that don't want to kill everybody, how well are the forces of non-insanity doing, and have we not reached one of the most epic moments in history as all the forces are lining up, all the stars are aligning politically, and everyone can just feel that deep breath before the armies collide into each other. Is that an accurate assessment, James Wesley Rawls?
Yeah, I think you're right, Alex. Things are definitely coming to a head. The folks who are pushing the New World Order have definitely taken the gloves off, and they've also kind of let their guard down. They've let their full agenda be seen. by so many people in so many different ways that is now abundantly clear exactly what they have planned. And they are no longer being secretive and conspiratorial about it. A lot of what they're doing is now out in the open. And they're, again, not pulling any punches. They are pushing as hard and as fast as they can to institute one world government in our lifetimes. And I think that the Patriot movement, the libertarian movements, and just the freedom movement in general has caught on. People are waking up. People are getting actively involved politically. People are getting involved out on the street with their cell phones, with their smartphones, taking video of some of the tyranny that's coming down around us. And people are getting actively involved. A good part of that ties into family preparedness. There, a lot of people are stocking up and teaming up and training up because they can see what's coming in the very near future.
The enemy loves to say all day, where's the tyranny? Where's the world government? Where's the bans on speech? Where are they coming for the guns? Even as it was happening, they would sit there and deny it. But now they're just doing it out in the open, but still denying they're doing it, and it's discrediting them. What is the modus operandi there?
Well, I think their level of fear of retribution, whether it be political or otherwise, has dropped a bit. They're just feeling very brazen, very self-confident that they can get away with this. They've seen that they've pushed and pushed and pushed, and the American people really haven't pushed back. And because of that, they've become brazen. And along with that brazenness comes a puffed-up self-confidence that I think will be part of their downfall.
Well, I've been asking some of the questions here, and I've got more, but get into what you see as front and center right now. Obviously, they're imploding the borders, a big plank of globalism in our face.
Definitely. Yes. The whole globalist agenda is getting played out in prime time right now. The dissolution of America's borders with NAFTA, with GATT, with the international trucking agreement, and so on, are blatant. The conservative or so-called conservative politicians, even coming from the Tea Party side, have caved in and are now saying, oh, we can't erect a border fence that would be prohibitively expensive, impractical, or whatever. Our nation's borders are incredibly porous. We're in the very near future going to find out just how porous they are when a weapon of mass destruction comes across our border and is used domestically. And we're at a juncture now where the very sovereignty of the nation itself is at stake. I'm not just talking about a demographic shift here. I'm talking about the very sovereignty of our nation is in peril. Things are that bad.
And they're crowing from the rooftops. L.A., now the capital of Latin America, officially from the city. They are openly having George Soros and the White House fund kill the cop movements. What's the strategy there? We notice Europe's imploding its borders. We're imploding the borders. It's all the same tactics. The globalists are moving on every front. Is this just the beginning of the major offensive, or is this a vanguard? Do you expect it to ratchet up even more?
I think it could ratchet up more. I'm not sure what their exact time frame or timetable is, but they certainly could through manipulation, orchestrate a lot more attacks on police officers and highway patrolmen, for example, without too much difficulty. We have a society, really, when you come right down to it, that is based on a government that trusts the people. and we've built our infrastructure accordingly. It's not like European nations where the whole underlying precept is that the government doesn't trust the people. Our nation was built on the precept that we, our own government is of and by and for the people, and that the people were to be trusted. And because of that, we built such a free and open society that it's created, unfortunately, some vulnerabilities, which I think will be exploited. And those vulnerabilities will be used as an excuse for greater and greater control. So, for example, for many, many years in our nation, we've enjoyed the freedom to travel. And I think that could very well be taken away from us. It's, a lot of it's already gone. If you look at things like the Border Patrol checkpoints, for example, and even agricultural checkpoints, we no longer have full freedom to travel. But could you imagine a society where you essentially have to file a flight plan just to take a cross-country road trip? We very well could be in that situation soon. Or we could be in a situation where it's not up to us at all, but our own cars will be spying on us and reporting our movements to Big Brother with transponders that accurately were put into the cars for the purposes of collecting tolls on individual toll roads or bridges. But now those transponders would be used to track our every movement,
which we now learn they've been doing for 20 years since day one, premeditatedly. And you can see the White House and Soros funding this Kill the Cop movement that's expanding all over the country in an attempt to destabilize the country and bring in a police state. I have seen that wake up a lot of police and military, but it's a paradox. They're awake, but they still follow orders. The citizens are awake. We still put up with it. Meanwhile, leftists are out killing police, so they're so fired up. Once we demonstrate, they'll attack us. I wish there was some sophistication out there that everyone not be played like fiddles.
Right. Well, right now we have a lot of people being played like puppets, indeed, where radicals are being pushed toward killing police officers, for example, where, you know, there wasn't even talk of that for about a 25 period in this country. You have to go all the way back to late 1960s or early 70s with the Black Panther movement to see, you know, At the time, they referred to it as the Kill the Pigs movement. That kind of went quiet for a long, long time in this nation. And seeing that reemerge is very troubling, because that could be used as a pretext for a huge number of draconian controls on public meetings, on the freedom of assembly, freedom of travel, you name it. If this situation gets out of control and large numbers of police officers start being killed by radicals, that could, again, be used as a pretext for just out-and-out tyranny in this nation.
I agree. And what's crazy, James Wesley
Rawls, I think a lot of people would go along with it.
Exactly. Is that they're nakedly doing. I use that word naked a lot. They're so out in the open. They're so obviously evil. And then you add to it, don't use the name boy or girl, he or she in school. It's hateful. Body part selling of babies. Open world government. I mean, this is crazy how evil these people are. From your research, we want to break in a minute and a half, but from your research, who runs the New World Order? Who are the different power blocks? And what's their end game?
Boy, that's a huge question for a minute and a half, Alex. But
we can come back and finish it, too.
You know, it's one of those meet the new boss, same as the old boss situations. It's the same international banking cartels that have existed since the 19th century and earlier. We have international banking influence. We have the all the power structures that go along with that. We have we have Interpol, their own policing organization that goes along with it. That's co-opted our own police departments and our own federal law enforcement. When you come right down to it, the same folks that are trying to enslave us are
Tell you what, stay there. Answer when we come back. Give us the
people planned on this centuries ago.
Sure, sure. Stay there. Your Skype is breaking up. Come back and tell us. Saying the same people trying to enslave us now were the people when your Skype broke up. James Lizzie Rawls is our guest. SurvivalBlog.com. I'm Alex Jones. It's the 28-hour 2015 Operation Money Bomb.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned this last hour. The story's up on Infowars.com. They've hired a former Stasi operative to head up censorship of anyone criticizing the open borders in Germany. And they are arresting anyone and giving them 120 days in jail and or a 5,000 euro fine. Any criticism. And now they're telling women don't wear short skirts. They're telling people you need to house these folks in your homes. You have to understand, Hitler was willing to kill millions of people to get power. Stalin was willing to kill millions of people. Genghis Khan was. Julius Caesar. It's breaking eggs. And so for anybody who studied history, or anybody who studied world events, you know there's a confluence of things coming together. most of the top historians in the world, long after Rawls and myself and others pointed it out, it's not rocket science, quite frankly, have come out and said, we have a lot of the same factors as World War I and World War II. The economic, the cultural, all of it. In the middle of it, we have West-hating, freedom-hating elites, communists mainly, run by big banks. What a paradox. Who want to make the middle class poor and break the back of Western culture, who get on the news with a straight face and say, don't call yourself a boy or girl, you're a purple penguin. So I was asking one of the top survivalists in the world, best-selling author, Mr. Rawls, give you his website up on screen, survivalblog.com. I was asking James Wesley Rawls the exacerbated question in his research, who's at the bottom of the rabbit hole here? What do the globalists want? What's their end game? I mean, I know in my own mind what their end game is, but I get why some new listeners hear this and just think it's fear porn. Well, you're going to think it's fear porn if there's a worldwide depression, which we're basically already into. You're going to think it's fear porn when they give your kid a forced inoculation or you go ahead and get it and they have a seizure and never talk again. This isn't a game. So I want you to understand, for those of you that have been insulated, that have been sheltered, you have no idea. The rest of the world's already in turmoil. Mr. Rawls, finishing that big question, take as much time as you want, about who runs it, where is it going, and then I want to get your prognosis on the world itself, what you see coming in the future, because you've been pretty accurate in the past, and then tell us about your latest novel you're working on, that's basically done, I guess, about to be published, about to be put out there on bookstore shelves, that basically predicted so much of what's now happening.
Well, Alex, yes, to get back to what we were talking about in the last segment, I think that when you come right down to it, the folks that are behind the New World Order are the same international bankers who have been pushing for this for centuries. And while their tactics have changed, their strategy hasn't. And when you come right down to it, these are folks who have all in the world. And once you have all the money in the world, the only thing that's left is power. They want to control all the nations of the world. And ironically, a lot of them don't even really care what system those nations are under as long as they control those nations. And that explains things like World War I and World War II, where you had, you know, essentially fascists versus communists and some freedom-loving people on the sidelines. And the Cold War, which went on for such a long time, but the end result of it was America that was less free. You know, we're priding ourselves on the fact that we broke the back of international communism under the Reagan administration, but the end result back 30 or 40 years is that we now live in a less free country, and in a lot of ways, a country that's a lot more like the Soviet Union used to be now than what we had back in the 1980s. We have more central planning. We have less individual freedom. When you come right down to it, we are at the cusp of a third world war is what it's going to be called in retrospect. And the exactly how the nations will line up for that war is difficult to say. And we have this huge wild card that's been created by the internationalists themselves, which is radical Islam. They want to have radical Islam as a foil, as the new enemy du jour, and they want to use that as the pretext for forming global power structures, global armies, global currencies, and global media and global control. To them, again, the bottom line is not what system gets put in place, but
who controls that system.
That's right. You can see the beauty. I want you to continue on this eloquent breakdown. Just like the Rothschild 300 years ago would fund both sides of the European war, or three or four sides, then they just jump to the winner at the end and then dictate the terms to the defeated. Just like World War II, British intelligence and others had a secret peace treaty with Hitler. That's been declassified. They basically encouraged him to invade Czechoslovakia and Poland and Danzig and all these other places. I'm not saying Hitler was good. He was totally played. And then he had a treaty to attack the Soviets and they would stop, or attack the Russians, and then they double-crossed him there on just so many fronts. And you sit back and you realize, oh my gosh, the elite running us in World War II was more evil and sophisticated than Hitler. And that's a hard group to beat that could actually play the Germans. And you just sit back in awe and you see them radicalizing Islam, turning it loose, giving them the weapons, letting them overthrow our allies, secular governments, taking over. It just goes on and on and on. And then you see the ultimate enemy is free will. It is Western Christianity. It is the Renaissance. And you understand, when they set up the Soviets, then we had to build up to fight them, but that was the globalists building up arms and a culture and a police state they again would control to then use against the people. You see how sophisticated it is. How do you get the public to even tune into that reality to understand that at the end of this endgame, there is mass population reduction, world government, the end of religious freedom, forced inoculation? I mean, and now we're so close to it. Now in Europe, they're arresting you if you don't want to have 1,000 Islamicists in your town of 1,000. If you say it's wrong, I don't want to pay for it, they come and the Stasi arrests you. The Stasi. I mean, it's so naked. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's clever. I have to agree with you. And you were asking, how do we wake people up? The method I chose was to write novels, because a lot of people will not sit down and read a treatise on globalism or a treatise on economics, but they will read a novel. And starting first with my Patriot series, which was about socioeconomic collapse here in the United States, and now with my new series of novels that it's going to be at least a 5-book series called the Counter-Caliphate Chronicles, I'm exposing what they have planned to do in instituting a semi-successful Islamic caliphate. My goal is to wake people up, to get people thinking, and to basically shift their paradigm so that they can see through this nonsense that's being fed to them on the nightly news, and they can reestablish critical thinking skills. That's what's really needed here. We need an educated electorate. We need statesmen instead of politicians. And we need people to stand up for their God-given rights and constitutional liberty. We need to reestablish a constitutional republic. And we need to defeat the globalists in detail and en masse.
Well, I would hear you, and I respected you. I've been interviewing you off and on for about 15, 16 years. First read one of your books 20 years ago, where you actually put real militia leaders and stuff, you know, in the book. And then I finally interviewed you, and you said, no, I'm kind of writing what I think may happen in the future, but putting it in a popular novel form so it actually reaches millions. And you've had some number one New York Times bestsellers. But to now go back and read some of your books, which I've done, it makes me physically nauseous. I can't even read them. Because I do see how accurate you were. I'll be honest, I hear Glenn Beck, who's been wrong on a bunch of stuff, 6 years ago say there's a plan to launch a new caliphate. I would hear things like that, and I would think to myself, this is overblown. They'd never actually bring in giant Islamic armies and let them start attacking to fully bring stuff down. But now I see there's 1.5 billion Muslims. They first successfully infiltrate them, take them over, put the most radical in charge, give them weapons, turn them loose, and let them take over large areas. And then what areas they don't let them take over, they'll use the attacks to take us over in the name of protecting us. They'll kill a bunch of cops with White House-run groups. The cops will then militarize. They'll then aim them at me. I mean, you can really see it. This is sick. So as I was saying, James, in the past, because I heard you talking about this 15 years ago, plans for these Islamic armies and the rest of it, I knew they'd wound up Al-Qaeda for 9/11. That's now come out in the news. But to a great extent, it looks like under this whole world government system, they plan to give Islam a huge seat at the table and make everyone adopt a one-world religion where we can't have Christianity. We actually adopt a one-world religion that's partially Islamic, and that's how the politically correct use it. They say, we've got to be tolerant of whatever the most aggressive, intolerant group is. Or, you can't have a boys and girls bathroom. That hurts somebody else because this radical minority says they're a transvestite. I now see the paradigm of where they're going, and they know how politically correct and pathetic we are now. So they'll bring in a bunch of radical Muslims to bully us with government backing, and they believe we're so broke back, we will bow to them and worship them. So how do we not go down that road, and how did you see it coming so far away?
Well, to get back to your first part of your question, if you look at the way the internationalists and globalists operate, they always think in terms of multiple gains. They never do anything unless they're going to get more than one win out of the situation. And in the case of backing international Islam, what they want to do is two things. They want to have a worthwhile opponent that they can expend massive quantities of money on in the form of military armaments and military deployment and so forth. And they want to also draw a parallel between Islamic fundamentalism and Christian fundamentalism. They want to make us look like two heads of the same coin so that in their war on Islam, they can have a simultaneous war on Christendom.
That's right. They pass laws saying, be nice, be open, where you now lose your basic right in the process.
Yep, that's their goal. And I think that if you look at what's gone on in the events leading up to 9/11 and of course, everything that's happened since 9/11, it's all played into this kind of master plan of both building up international Islam and putting fundamental Christianity in the same breath as fundamental Islam. That's their goal. And they played it very masterfully. And, of course, they have the mass media as unwitting dupes in all of this. And if you look at what's been poured out of Hollywood, what comes out of Madison Avenue, and what comes out of the halls of power inside the Beltway in D.C., it all fits together. And, unfortunately, the folks that end up paying are the people, are soldiers deployed overseas who end up paying in blood, and the American people who are paying in the form of overtaxation and the diminishment of our individual liberty. You always have to ask yourself, who benefits? Qui bono?
James Wesley Rawls is here, just piercing insight. He can take 5 minutes of my babbling and in 30 seconds crystallize it down. But that's exactly what's happening, is a war on religious freedom by importing the most radical, intolerant groups who they've also used to take over the Middle East, and basically then bring in laws restricting all of our speech in a foil to, quote, suppress their more radical instincts, but also exempting them to be radical, but no one else can be, quote, radical. And if you expand on that, some of the good news I see, and I want to get James Wesley Rawls' take on this, is the military a couple years ago said no to backing a bombing of Assad in Syria for Al-Qaeda. And we saw a lot of non-commissioned officers and officers hold up signs and go to Twitter and Facebook saying, I will not be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. I will not fight on the ground to kill Christians in Syria. They clearly saw that Assad didn't start the war. He didn't do anything. He's a good guy compared to Al-Qaeda. He's certainly not perfect. And that the West is destabilizing the whole region. We already seen it in Egypt, Libya. So people understood it. Now we have the former head of defense intelligence coming out a month ago and saying, we were ordered to back Al-Qaeda in Syria. It was a conscious decision. And the reporter said, so Obama didn't know what he was doing. No, we were ordered. They knew exactly. We told them what they were doing. Now we have the former deputy head of the CIA coming out saying there needs to be an investigation. It appears they were ordered to cover up that we knew we were aiding Al-Qaeda, which is really ISIS. So I was here every day. You were there talking about it. But now U.S. training helped mold top Islamic State military commander. That's in McClatchy today. They're probably going to pull a surprise for it. We told you 4 years ago. House Dems want 9/11 docs from Saudi Arabia declassified. President Obama orders behavioral experiments on American public with the CIA domestically. See, this is it's all that's Daily Caller. See, it's all getting really weird now where CIA is operating domestically. And, you know, I'll be walking down the street and they'll have guys that are obviously military and plain clothes going, you ought to work with us, Alex. I mean, it's getting really weird how they're have their soft intimidation going, how they're messing with people. But at the same time, the military people who aren't openly evil, who don't want to be bad, who know there's always been some corruption, but understand they were lied to. You don't dance with the devil, and then he changes, you change. When we come back, I want to get into the good things that are happening, and what do you think about the situation where openly backing Islam, radical Islam, to go around and murder everybody, our own military saying no. Is there some breaking point where the spirit of sanity could wake up and we could say no to this divide-and-conquer strategy? We'll be back with James Wesley Rawls. We'll open the phones up for our guests some of the next hour. We'll tell you more about his new novel that's coming out as well. And we'll tell you about some of the other big guests coming up. We're going to be broadcasting for another 20-plus hours live.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The toll-free number to join us on this 28-hour worldwide broadcast is 800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be premiering three different documentaries we produced. They're really powerful. One on the Vatican and how it's been blackmailed and taken over. One on the Clintons with one of their big insiders. It's really the new Clinton Chronicles 2015 is what I'm describing it as. Extremely powerful. All that and more premiering in the next 25, 26 hours we have left in this worldwide transmission. We're going all the way to 3 o'clock Central tomorrow. So the 28-hour broadcast is up and running. The biggest thing you can do is to send the free link at Infowars.com/show or the free link at Infowars.com/moneybomb to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the different platforms. When we send you an email, if you sign up at the Infowars newsletter for the free email alerts, videos, and stuff like that, we'll send you a link to it as well. Again, the power of the people taking action is just wild. And you can donate, whether it's $5 or $100, to help pay for the TV satellite, the closed captioning, the TV satellite for 5 hours a day that goes to all the big affiliates around the country, and the closed captioning alone costs around $400,000 a year. I want to add a couple of reporters, other camera persons, some more writers, people, the fees to be able to fly around and cover events and really do what you've been seeing at another level. It's having a huge effect. People are listening. They're watching. Every time I up what we're doing, more people come and watch. More come and see what we're doing. We're reaching globally hundreds and hundreds of millions of people a year conservatively. That's conservatively. I want to massively increase that. People are now ready to hear. They're now ready to wake up. Infowars.com/moneybomb. After our guest leaves us here in about 35 minutes, 40 minutes, I'm going to be getting into some of the names of folks that have donated. Another way you can donate is by buying products at InfowarsLife.com or InfowarsStore.com. We have free shipping at InfowarsStore.com and InfowarsLife.com over the 28 hours of the transmission. And we don't ever do free shipping and a bunch of discounts on top of it. 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine, 20% off Supermel Vitality, 20% off Brain Force, 50% off Deep Cleanse, 50% off Secret 12, 50% off Oxy Powder, and more. We've got hourly specials on items that are discounted just for an hour coming up as well, like the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Which hour are we going to offer that for $9.95? Thing costs us like $6 to print here in the U.S., but, I mean, that's just an example of, you know, we make $4 and then it goes back into funding the operation. So we need to raise $1 million to be, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. I'll be happy we raise $500,000, $600,000. But I really need to raise $1 million to comfortably not just spend all my time trying to make money on advertising and things and chasing that. I want to just focus on production, focus on getting on affiliates, UHF, VHF, and cable. I'll talk more after our guest leaves about my plan, which we know is already working, to get on more UHF, VHF, and cable systems. I mean, it's been up like a month, and a bunch are already carrying it. I've got a video that we haven't aired yet with the owner of a big cable station down in Houston that's had us on for a while. It's having a huge effect. This is exciting, and it's about taking what we've done and upping the ante because, man, how do you not do it? We're going to break here in just a moment, and I appreciate you riding the shotgun during this promotion to fund the operation. But Mr. Rawls, continuing in just the minute we have left, how big is it that our military is coming out and saying, we don't want to back Al-Qaeda?
Well, it's definitely a substantial shift. And it's evidence that people are waking up. Folks on the street, folks in the military, you don't have to be deployed to the sandbox three or four times to wake up. A lot of people are waking up just on their... A lot of these soldiers, sailors, airmen are waking up on their first deployment. They're talking with other people. They're looking at the big picture. They're seeing what's really going on.
Absolutely. Back in 70, you're going to have the floor. Stay with us. And your calls are coming up for our guest. It's one of the best guests you can get. I'm sorry, his Skype's breaking up.
Visit GCNLive.com today. It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.